All right, we're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling with head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs, Casey Conover. And, Coach, obviously an exciting year last year, sending 8 kids to the state wrestling tournament. Unfortunately, none of them were able to get on the medal stand, but it's still an impressive achievement. You have 7 of those 8 from last year coming back, including one transfer coming in. You got some other kids that have made it in the past. So a lot of talent in the stable this year. How are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
It's always excitement at the end of the year. Kids are pretty real excited to get going. They've been rushing well in the practice room. They've been really focused. What makes it kind of exciting for the community is we're a well-rounded team. We have 6 seniors, 7 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 6 freshmen out. So it's kind of nice that we have a nice blend of older wrestlers along with a nice blend of younger wrestlers out.
Well, yeah, you have a number of seniors here like Kellen Oliver and Taven Moore, Jet Rose, AC Roller. These kids had a great run last year. I'm looking at like a kid like Taven Moore who lost in the quarterfinals last year, went 28-8 overall. And also another kid like a freshman last year, Kingston Kerrigan, who also lost in the blood round, who had 27 wins a year ago. What have you seen from these kids to lose like that, to come so close to getting the medal stand? That's got to get them motivated for this year.
Yeah, it is. Taven's been very motivated in the room. He's been working really, really hard in the room. He did not like that taste last year, not meddling. He really has how he goes to be a state champion, you know, but takes guys in the room to push him. And you got, you know, AC Roller, a fellow senior who made it last year, who didn't quite maybe have the state he wanted and really been driven and focused, how pushing him, along with guys like his drill partner, Jackson Gordon. Jackson Gordon was a state qualifier, went 2-2 last year, and him and Jackson have been really, really battering each other in the room, making each other better. And then you throw Jet in there again, and he went 2-2, and he really wants to medal high this year. And, you know, you all 4 of those guys in that round that weight, and then throw Jack Brandon in, who also was a 2-time qualifier. They just been pushing and motivating each other really hard. And then Kingston, he's been working really hard in the room, but again, he got some good competition around him. You know, Davis Brown, who didn't make it last year, but is a 2-time qualifier, 1-time placer. He plays as a sophomore, has been really focused, and doesn't want ever that bad taste in his mouth like, ever happen again. Working hard in the practice room, along with Julie Anderson, who qualified last year as a freshman and didn't quite have the tournament he wanted to. So you got, you know, guys right in that way that are really pushing each other to make each other better.
What do you think Kingston needs to do this year coming off a successful freshman season into a sophomore? It's always important when you come out that first year and have some success. That's the year I think you start to grow, don't you think?
Yeah, we eliminate and we're getting better. We had to get stronger. I mean, I think we're the strongest kid in our weight class, and he hit the weights very well, very hard this year in the off season. He got stronger, got bigger. We have to wrestling just basically our stance of motion. We got to have better stance. You know, not be so, I always call it floppy with our stance. And having guys in the room, like the guys we have in the room, but kind of first making sure he stays in that, because if he does get out of position, they will take advantage and take him down. So that's a big thing, you know. We've been stressing Kingston, stay in good position, you know, stay on your tasks, but don't always expose yourself so much.
And you mentioned wrestling partners, like, for instance, Jackson Gordon and Taven Moore are wrestling partners. Jackson wrestled last year at 144, had 37 wins as a sophomore. Taven at 150 had 28 wins as a junior. How do they make each other better by competing against one another every day in practice?
It's just awesome because they just push each other to the breaking points. You know, neither one of them want to – they both hate to lose. They're very, very close friends, but they hate to lose to each other. And that drive and that passion pushing them is just fun to watch. And, you know, that's probably what's fun in the room right now, because you look at all of our guys, Jack, Brandon, and Jet are going to each other. They push each other hard. AC goes with Gavin Hackett, who won 20 matches last year for us and pushing him. You know, came fourth, so it was a state qualifier as a sophomore. But that knee injuries real bad last year. Was finally healthy, and he has a kid named Jackson Allen, who is getting better and better, and he won 20 matches for us last year. You know, that's the key with our room right now. We just have so many guys, so many weights that can just battle and push each other. And, you know, we got kids that, you know, are good that just can't quite make the lineup, like Rex Shanna and Brian Comstock, who are in the mid-weights, so just pushing, you know, are really good kids. And, you know, that's not including Kellen Oliver yet. Kellen Oliver is still out with a hand injury. You know, when we get him back in the room competing, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
What timetable do you think Kellen will be back? Do you have an estimate?
Not yet. He goes back to the doctor sometime this week, and hopefully we'll get clearance soon. You know, he'll be back by January. But we don't know if we'll get he'll be back, you know, before Christmas.
Yeah.
But again, it's not, we've talked about the kids, you know, this is right now we looked at the season as college. You know, my college coach always talked about the season, and, you know, we talked to the college guys, you know, right now, December is, you know, looking to get better, you know, fine tuning our technique, getting in shape, you know, trying to get weights kind of under control, stuff like that. So this is more the learning time. You know, these December matches are nice, but they're not going to make or break you for the season.
Yeah.
What happens at the end. And that's what we talk about a lot, you know. And then January's a grind. We're going to push. But then when February comes, that's when we'll start tapering off and we'll start getting ourselves ready to compete at the state level.
Yeah, I've seen a lot in wrestling where kids will be very hurt at the start of the season, but they find them ways to get themselves healthy. They come back at some point in January, they get some matches in, and then boom, they're able to take off. And hopefully that will be the case with Kellen, and I have no doubt that that will happen there. You know, one of the things is last year you had all those kids that made it to state, but unfortunately walked away with no medal. So what's the message this year to not walk away from state that disappointed?
And we discussed that, you know, at state tournament, we were, yeah, it was exciting, you know, so I'd get all the kids to state, but that's not our goal. Our goal is you might win state championships. And we had to talk a lot this offseason about it. We had to talk a lot during the season about our mindset needs to be more focus on winning that state championship. You know, we got a lot of mental stuff we're doing right now with the kids. Tyler Jansen, our assistant coach, does an amazing job with that. Talking about, hey, always staying laser focused, always staying, what's our goal? Our goal is to be state champion and not be happy once you make the state tournament. It's to be that state champion. You know, state medal is nice, but our ultimate goal, we want to be state champion, not only in the individual, but also the team. You know, wrestling is a team sport, and you know, our mindset is to be a state championship team, too. We want to be a state championship team.
Well, let's hope that that can happen. You certainly got the numbers to make it happen, and it's going to be hopefully an exciting year for Riverside Wrestling. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Wrestling, here on KSOM.